USA Radio News.
President Trump came out today and said he's very happy with the progress in talks with the denuclearization of North Korea. Also today, President Trump has been tweeting about Iran, and some of the threats have been going back and forth between the Iranian president and President Trump. Congressman Lee Zeldin said there's one thing we need to remember when dealing with Iran.
We want to reassume a position of strength. The military option is real. We say we can't be silent, not because we want war, but because we want to prevent it. And that was one of the mistakes that was made in the past, was that we were allowing Iran in their streets, on their holidays, in their parliament, to be talking about destroying America.
Salvage operators resurfaced a duck boat today that sunk last week during a severe thunderstorm, killing 17 people. Pam Smith lost her husband in the storm.
He says, it's not good, Pam. I told him I loved him. He told me he loved me. And I just get to take care of the kids.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-591-9426. That's 800-591-9426. 800-591-9426. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
There's plenty for President Trump to be pleased about in the latest poll on his job performance. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the story.
The new NBC Wall Street Journal survey gives President Trump the highest approval numbers of his presidency from Republican voters. It shows 88% of Republicans surveyed approve of how he's handling his duties. His approval rating among all registered voters, 45%. That's up a point from last month. 52% of all voters disapprove of his job performance, and that includes 44% who strongly disapprove. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Ritz is recalling 16 varieties of Ritz cracker sandwiches and Ritz Bits products in the United States. The products contain whey powder, which its supplier has recalled due to a potential presence of salmonella. So far, no one has gotten ill from eating the crackers, and if you have a question as to what specific brand is being recalled, please check out the Ritz website. This is USA Radio News.
Wyatt Cox Classic Radio Theater. I've been using a MyPillow now for almost a year, and I've had the best sleep of my life, and you can too. What are you waiting for? This special? It's the best you'll ever have. Buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special, use promo code USA. You'll get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price, or call 1-800-951-8175. Be sure you use promo code USA, or go to MyPillow.com, promo code USA. Do it now.
President Trump's historic decision to relocate America's Israel embassy to Jerusalem is attracting more and more followers on the world stage. We're starting to see more and more European countries do the same thing. Former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee explains why moving the embassy was a big deal to him.
Israel is not just another piece of real estate, maybe the most hotly contested piece of real estate on earth, but it has biblical dimensions, biblical connections, and that's important to me. I think the title deed goes all the way back to Abraham. So to see a president recognize the rightful home of the Jewish people in a Jewish state and Jerusalem as its capital. And by the way, Jerusalem has only been capital to one people in the history of the earth, and that's to the Jews. So it's important to me that we respect that.
Huckabee also shares a conversation he had with President Trump.
And I told him, I said, Mr. President, there are two things that evangelicals, who, by the way, were the basis for him being elected, they overwhelmingly, like 75-80% of evangelicals voted for Donald Trump and still support him. And that surprised a lot of people, but they like someone who sticks by the black and the white of the right and the wrong and what they stand for. So Donald Trump, and I had this conversation, and I said to him, Mr. President, there are two things evangelicals consider non-negotiable, the sanctity of human life, and the second thing is unwavering commitment to the sovereignty of Israel.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.